Thank you for listening to the Good News Is podcast, bringing you the good news from around the globe. Hernando Guan Lau is a sprightly man in his early 60s with one abiding passion, books. There is pride and joy, which is just as well, because they seem to be taking over his house. Guan Lau has set up a 24-hour free lending library outside his home in central Manila to encourage his local community to read. He even left his job to run the operation. Readers can take as many books as they want, for as long as they want, even permanently. In the 12 years he's been running his book club, his collection has grown rather than diminished as more and more people donate to the cause. Rising from the ruins of the war to challenge the world's cricketing establishment, Afghanistan's ragtag team hoped to inspire the conflict-ravaged nation with a strong showing at the World Cup in Sri Lanka. The team's success against the odds, with many of its players knowing little of peace in their home nation, has drawn legions of Afghan youth to take up the game in recent years, according to Captain Nawroz Mangal. Mangal said some 70,000 youngsters had started playing cricket after his team's breakthrough qualification for the 2010 T20 World Cup in West Indies. With violence at its worst level since U.S.-backed forces ousted the Islamist Taliban in 2001, Afghanistan skipper Mangal said he hoped his team could help bring stability to the war-torn country. This would be a positive sign to bring the youth into sports instead of them having wrong influence, he said. I would say this could be a positive step towards bringing peace to the country as well. A Winnipeg Transit bus driver is being hailed a Good Samaritan after stunned passengers watched him give the shoes off his feet to a man who was walking barefoot on the sidewalk. The temperature in the Canadian city was around 40 degrees on Tuesday morning when the driver stopped the bus in order to question the man. When another passenger asked the driver why he did what he did, he replied, "I couldn't stand seeing someone walking barefoot in this temperature." And our top story for today, 11 more wealthy American families have joined the Giving Pledge created by Warren Buffett and Bill and Melinda Gates to commit at least half their wealth to charity. 92 families have vowed to give away half their assets, their pledge organization announced this week. Among the new commitments are Intel co-founder Gordon Moore, Progressive Insurance Company's chairman Peter Lewis, and Netflix CEO Reed Hastings, according to NBC. We've said from the beginning that this is a long-term effort, so it's exciting to see continued progress over the last 2 years, said Bill Gates, co-founder of the Giving Pledge. The 92 pledgers range in age from 22 to 97. They represent 23 states and the District of Columbia, with the largest contingents from California and New York. They give to a wide variety of causes, including education, health, medical research, social services, the environment, and others. The pledgers are at different stages in their philanthropy. Some have already given away the majority, while some are just getting started. But they have all committed to give half their wealth, with more than 30 pledging even more in their giving pledge letters. For the full list of pledgers and personal letters by many of these pledgers outlining their commitment to give, visit www.givingpledge.org. That's our show for today. Thank you for listening in to The Good News Is.